without your favor? And where would I be? Out of your presence, in your presence, in your presence, I long to be in your presence, in your presence. I love, I love, I love your presence. I love, I love.
Come on, sing it.
I love you, Jesus.
Can I hear the audience say? Shalom, and a warm welcome to this International Online Sunday Service. This is the 31st of January. We are right at the end of the first month of the year 2021. We are well underway into this year of the Spirit life. Being a part of this program, you are making a large investment, and you are securing your posterity. We thank God, for He's always speaking in these times where we have the truth. And we have lies being presented. But we thank God that in each and every moment He's speaking to us through His friend, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. And today's another such moment where we get to enjoy the presence of God and be led continually in and through the truth by the great prophet. I'm Pastor Kuramba, joined by Pastor Chikuni.
Thank you, Pastor Kuramba.
In a few moments, we will be having the great prophet. Man of God, we are in a time of confrontation. But we will always have the truth standing up and above the lies that may be peddled, even through media.
It's always important to understand and analyze what God is saying in our time. I wouldn't want to call it conflict. I would want to call it lack of understanding. From some quarters. But we thank God we have the voice of our Father, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. Pastor Kuramba, there's something that is very important that our Father taught us last week. That we live in a world where, by reason of location or positioning, there are some that are positioned in a manner where they can never understand what we're talking about. But go back to scripture and you'll realize that it is very, very important to have either a tribe or an individual or a group of people or somebody who understands the times. The children of Issachar in the Word of God, they are written specifically because of their understanding of the times and the things that Israel should have been doing at that particular time that these guys became specifically important because of. And we have a man. Somebody will say, too much of the vaccine issues. But we have a man who understands the times. We have a man who hears from God what we ought to be doing, what we, our mindset, what is supposed to be happening within us, around us, where we are, even as nations and communities.
Mm.
And that is what our Father is doing. That is the information that the voice is giving to us.
Mm.
And it's priceless.
Indeed. Indeed. Understanding what we ought to do.
Exactly.
And we ought to do the word.
Doing the word.
Indeed. And this morning, the word indeed is coming to us. You know, the past two services, the prophet has really been helping us to understand the mechanism of the strategy being employed by the devil within the breath of time in these recent times. And we're led to understand something phenomenal. Firstly, that all that is happening now has had an opportunity within history to be exercised on a smaller level. The first example being the Jim Jones incident that happened, and how that suicide or the massacre was a blueprint that is then now being extended globally under this global count, and how we are seeing people being led by lies into something that is detrimental to them. Second example he gave us was the issue of vaccines, about how vaccines, we saw their implementation on a smaller level in gadgets, how we had an individual coming and he creates a virus. And then in the same breath creates an antivirus. And from that antivirus, he makes money from implanting the virus within the gadget. And
it doesn't end there, Pastor Kuramba. There's a continuous flow. The next year you've got another virus or a developed virus and you've got another vaccine. The next year you've got, and you keep on updating.
Adding to that, already we're hearing news filtering in through the media that upon the first jab of the vaccine that people have received, they might need to get a supplement. A supplement on top of the first phase of the first course. I mean, what is going on here?
And they'll tell you that we are not sure how long this jab can take you.
But we understand that the virus is mutating and will continue to make vaccines available to combat the virus.
Any further as mutation. Yeah.
What are we talking about here?
And you have a scenario of, you know, it's amazing. I was really amazed by this observation that our Father, in fact, it was prophetic utterance.
Mm.
You realize that the emphasis at some point was so much on Africa, like we said last week. And now we're talking about the variant, and now we are talking about specific vaccines that may need to treat each particular variant. And it's amazing how Africa has been isolated in as far as treatment is concerned. And you look at when the voice highlighted that to us. And you look at, amazingly, what that CEO said. Myself, our board, the executives, they have no need for the vaccine now. And yet everybody else doesn't have the luxury of not taking the vaccine.
But here's what's interesting. He did make those comments at that time. But remember, he did say that a survey was done to see how willing people would be to take the vaccine depending on who took it. And he said that if I, as the CEO, were to take the vaccine, they told us that there's a higher chance of people accepting the vaccine. And in the same breath, he says, I won't take the vaccine right now.
I'm 59 years old and I'm very healthy.
I'm very healthy.
I'm not a threat to anybody.
Do you not have family members and loved ones that you want to protect? So grateful for this immense light that we are under, that continues to help us to understand the mind of God at each and every juncture. It reminds us of the onset of the Zaphnath Paneer teachings in August, where our Father categorically stated on record that whenever a question is raised by humanity, God would have provided the answer way before the question arose. And we saw that practically last year, and we continue to see it practically now. And so we encourage every person who is about to engage in this live today to remember that we are sitting at the feet of a prophet, and everything that he says, he can't help but prophesy. It's who he is. So we wait now expectantly in this few moments that we're about to get into, where we will hear the mind of God prophetically reaching into the future, letting us know what strides to take and what way to go. Allow us to introduce our Father now. Greetings, our Father.
Thank you. How is it? We are back again.
We are back again, Father. We are
back. Right.
Always good to be here.
Indeed. Nice to be here.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you.
Father, we consider it a great joy when we have a place where we come to like this and we bask in the truth and the peace and the comfort that the Word of God brings and the strength that it brings. And most importantly, the covering that is present because of the great love that the Lord has for us and the presence of this great light and the knowledge that you're pouring into this generation at this time. Father, we thank you for the immense work that you're doing. We continue to say this. We're so proud of you, for standing and being the voice that you are. Thank you so much, Father. Please lead us on. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much. I appreciate those nice and very kind words. You know, there comes a time in your life when you really need to hear statements like those that you've just uttered. And we'd like to also thank our viewers that are here today. And as usual, God has never let us down. He has never disappointed so far. Each time we come live, there is a word from the Lord.
Indeed, Father. Yes.
And we thank God because of the fact that He is a speaking God. He made His mind and His will available to us. He made it so plain. He never wanted us to dream about His ideas. He made sure that we get access to the written word. And we know what is in the mind of God, even as we speak right now. So we are here to straight away delve into ideas that are divine.
Yes.
Not just scientific.
Yes.
But divine.
Yes.
And very spiritual.
Mm.
So today we have a very profound session, which I believe most of our viewers are going to find probably a bit difficult to digest the meal that is about to be served. But over time, as you keep on watching, as you keep on listening over and over and over again, you'll get to that place of understanding where you'll begin to appreciate the reasons behind such a teaching that you're going to have today. I enjoy simplifying a message from the Lord, because the hearers of the word, if they don't get to understand it, even after hearing it, it doesn't serve any purpose. People have to hear first and foremost what the Lord is saying, and then understand before they go on to do. Now, as long as you can hear and not understand, you can't do. Even if you go on to do what you've not understood, you're doing a completely different thing. That's not what the Lord is saying. And you don't attract the blessing or the benefit that is attached to the execution of such a word. So I seek at all times to bring clarity to our viewers by sometimes downsizing sometimes downgrading the message, not compromising, not diluting it, but trying to break it down to a point where an average person listening to me can hear and understand what the Lord is saying.
That's important.
So we have something that we need to understand today. But obviously, we'll get to a point where if you have to switch off your phone, do something else. You are welcome. Because I don't want to buffet you and to torment you and to chastise you with information that is not necessary. But we have to put it out there so that when some of our learned people stumble upon such information, they will make a good use of it. It's not everything that I say here that should be heard by just you.
Indeed, Father.
So many ears are listening.
Yes, Father.
So, when you try to investigate the supremacy of God, the nature of God, what makes him who he is, the power that he has as God, and the authority, the overall say that he has over every matter, you get to a place where you realize that we are all believing, following, and worshipping only a certain aspect of a very big God that we cannot comprehend. Trying to wrap your little mind around such a big God is an impossible attempt. It's very, very impossible. This is why we can't get to comprehensively understand the magnitude of this God, the size of this God, the power that he has. Why? Because the mind that we have is very, very minute, very, very small. So because of the size of the mind, the size of the brain, the size of the comprehension that we have, we end up observing and extracting just a bit of that big God. And that's the part that we believe in and we follow and we worship.
Wow.
And not all of him.
Wow.
Wow. God has so many parts to himself that if he is to manifest in a certain form, we won't even believe that it is him. Is too massive, very vast. So, depending on how further and how deeper you have gone into trying to understand him, you end up gathering many portions of this same God to yourself and getting to understand things that some people might not even understand. They might even call it heresy. Okay. Because you have extracted, you have managed to glean out an aspect of God that they are not familiar with.
Yes.
And you will have problems, especially with religious guys. They just want to stick to a dimension that has already been discovered. If God is to manifest in a different form today, you know, even if Jesus was to come today for the first time and hang on the cross, most of the preachers preaching today would not even believe in him. They now believe in him that he came, that he died, that he was raised on the third day, because the picture is complete.
Right.
And it wasn't presented during their time. They wouldn't have believed in Jesus today. So, I would want our people today to pay maximum attention to what the Lord is saying, because it is what the Lord is saying that I'm going to be saying. What the Lord is saying, that's what I'm going to be saying. There is no way that we can understand ourselves. If we really want, if we are serious about understanding ourselves, we have to understand our Creator. I said, this is what I said, and this is what I'm saying again. If you want to understand fully a product, you have to go beyond the product and also try to understand the producer of the product. Get into his mind and read the reasons behind the product. Why did he even decide to produce, come up with such a product? What was in his mind? Because if you don't then use the product according to the mind of the producer, you have subjected the product to an abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
So you don't analyze just the product. You have to analyze the producer. The mindset of the producer of the product. What is his understanding towards humanity?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You can't have the same panel that sits down and they come up with an agreement that from now you can take lives anyhow. You have a baby in your stomach, in your belly. And it doesn't matter at how many months, it's up to you to decide whether that baby lives or that baby dies. And they give you the right that this baby is never going to see the light of the day. And there is a letter that authorizes you that you get from the head of the state that says, go ahead if you feel like you're not interested in the baby. That baby is already a baby. That's a human being. Go on, go ahead and kill the baby. Abortion. And then you have another law by the same panel that seeks to save lives. The destruction of life from the same board and the preservation of life. So if you're going to study a product, you have to look into the minds of the producer of the product. What is their reasoning like? Are they really promoters of life, or they are promoting something else contrary to life? So how many children are going to die in a year? We have to calculate that against how many people COVID-19 is going to kill in 1 year.
Strong family.
You can't preach life and preach death at the same time. The angel of death is the angel of death, and the angel of life is the angel of life. Now, when God created us,
we became from that day products. Having manufactured by the hand of God, He carefully engineered us in a very unique way. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. If you were made, that suggests the existence of the maker. Somebody made you, somebody created you.
Yes.
So there is a being that existed before your existence.
Yes.
And within the mind of that being, there was a reason behind your creation.
Mm.
You were created for a purpose. And what is that purpose? So you don't just study yourself. You have to study the mind of the producer.
Mm.
What was God's intention? Why did God create you? If we are to get into His mind by any chance, and we find out that dominion was the reason, subjugation was the reason, control, multiplication was the reason, then I have to look at myself and say, how am I then exercising dominion over every creeping thing? Whatever creeps, whatever flies, viruses included. How am I exercising dominion?
Yes.
How am I exercising dominion?
Yes.
Over anything that flies in my atmosphere. God, are you telling me, had I not had a shot in my physical body, I would have been extinct?
Yes.
As of now. Are you telling me I'm that weak? You never had that in your strategy. There's nothing within me that safeguards me, that protects me from anything that flies. So if there is dominion in me, dominion over every flying spirit, over the birds of the air, if there is such dominion in me, show me the location.
Right.
Where is that dominion in a human physical body that dominates everything that flies in the air? Hear me. Hear me, child of God. We have to trust God more than we trust even ourselves. We have to trust God more than we even trust ourselves. He is the most intelligent being. In fact, the little intelligence that we have is just a fraction. It's an impartation. It was just a transference. A very small percentage of the wisdom of God was given to us. He is the ultimate. So hear this. David puts his story across in a very astounding manner. In chapter 23 of the book of Psalms.
Wow.
I like the way that he puts it across. He refers to the Lord as his shepherd. Read verse number one.
The Lord is my shepherd.
So, hear this. Now, you are reading a letter that was typed not by an average citizen. This was the king of Israel. A man after God's own heart. He wrote a letter. And we are privileged to come across a statement, a text. This is an email written by one of the most influential. He says that the Lord is his shepherd. As much as he is the king of Israel, he is also a sheep. And above him is a shepherd. So whatever that king then goes on to eat, it is decided by the shepherd. Because it is the shepherd who leads him into greener pastures.
Yes.
He eats. His diet is prescribed by the shepherd. He gets into his body. What the shepherd tells him to eat. We eat according to the Lord. What the Lord says, go on and eat. That is what we eat.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, Father.
Okay. I want you to forget everything else that he says concerning that shepherd. Look at verse number 3.
Verse 3.
He
restoreth
my God,
my soul.
Now we are getting into the issue now. This shepherd has some qualities that you wouldn't expect a shepherd to have. He has the power to restore. Because if you hear that there is a shepherd, and the shepherd, what he's doing today is not looking after the sheep, he is not feeding the sheep. What is he doing today? He's busy restoring a soul. You might think that he is trespass, because a physician should be doing that and not a shepherd. And this is, at this point now, you begin to have people trying to beat the shepherd into his lane. Stay in your lane. You are not a professional individual to be getting into such matters, because you are a shepherd. But this shepherd in particular has an ability to bring restoration to the soul. The emotional aspect of a human being, when that is distorted, when that aspect is corrupted, that shepherd has an ability to restore. Now, so if David says that he restores my soul, he's trying to let you know that he might have gone through certain experiences in his life that might have resulted in his soul getting corrupted. Otherwise, you wouldn't require any restoration of your soul. Something has gone wrong with the human soul. Which means down here on the earth, we have so many things that if we're not careful and we keep on interacting with everything before we analyze it, we can have our souls corrupted. Now, scientists are not good at really showing us the location of the soul. They give it different names. But we have to understand, because we need to read the mind of the Creator.
Yes,
if you had to ask them, okay, draw, give us a diagram and show us where we can go in and find the soul. Sometimes they put it in the mind. And the mind, they make sure that it is situated within the brains. But not much is being said also concerning the mind of the heart. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Where is that soul? Where is that soul? Now, hear this. A shepherd. A shepherd. Jesus said something in the book of Luke, chapter number 4. Verse number 18. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18.
Hear what they did to this shepherd.
Luke 4 verse 18.
Jesus, I love you. We got the best God.
Yes.
Of all the gods available, we got the right one.
Yes.
Oh my God.
The Spirit of the Lord.
There is the Spirit of the Lord upon him.
Is upon me.
He's upon me. Who is speaking there?
Jesus.
Oh my God. The physical aspect of Jesus. It is his physical aspect that is speaking.
Yes, Father.
It is not the Lord speaking. Okay?
Yes, Father.
Jesus in the flesh. When the word had become flesh, that flesh had an ability to speak in its own personal capacity. Where you have the flesh of Jesus speaking and not Jesus speaking. Where you would have the flesh of Jesus hungry and it wasn't Jesus hungry. I've said this before, I have to say it again, yes, Father. Where you would have the flesh of Jesus groaning, sweating, agonizing, and yet it wasn't Jesus agonizing. Because he was 100% human and 100% God. And these two individuals are in one location. Oh, that's our theme. Okay.
Spirit life.
Spirit life. So when Jesus says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, it can't be the Lord saying the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It has to be the human aspect of the Lord.
Yes.
So the flesh of Jesus is telling you that upon me lies the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord. There is Jesus upon my flesh.
Yes.
A statement that you and I can also utter today.
Yes.
Having the Spirit of the Lord upon our flesh.
Wow.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. It wasn't Jesus who said that. It was the flesh that said that, so that your flesh can also say the same. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me, so that's the anointing of your flesh.
Yes,
he has anointed me. I am anointed.
Yes.
Not by oil, but by the Spirit of the Lord that is upon me. And this is the reason why I'm anointed. He has arrived. He's upon me for this reason.
To preach the gospel.
So I preach because I have the Spirit of the Lord upon me. And the preaching of the gospel to the poor requires an anointing. Get that?
Yes, Father.
Get that?
Yes, Father. Yes.
There is a difference when you are preaching to the rich and preaching to the poor, whichever way, whether materially or spiritually. I don't want to get into what makes them poor or what makes them rich.
Okay.
Okay. But if you are preaching to the poor, you require an anointing, and that anointing doesn't have to be in oil form. It has to be in the Spirit of the Lord form.
Yes.
Because it's a very difficult assignment. Preaching to the poor, you have to be guarded heavily by the Spirit. Because in as much as you are trying to help them and save them, they can destroy you. They can destroy you. Imagine the number of enemies that I've created. You said it last time, that look at the grace that we got from God. The ability that he gave us to get into scriptures and preach concerning anything. The issue of the vaccines is not the only subject. I could have decided to preach on something completely different. If there is $1 million vaccine, which is the safest, I can have that for myself and keep quiet. I can fly every single relative of mine out of the country and get the best vaccine and come back and be quiet.
Very true, Father.
Yes. You require an anointing when you preach to the poor. Do you realize how I've just complicated my travels, my itinerary? Yes, Father. Because whatever I am saying, there are people behind
who are not impressed at all.
Exactly.
Yes.
And for you to get a visa, to get into some of these countries, you have to make an application and they have to look into your behavior, your character, what have been, what you've been doing, what you've been saying concerning the country that you're visiting. If you are really poor, you don't look into all those things. If you are rich, you start considering what the man is about to lose for saying the things that he's saying.
Right. Yes, yes, yes.
Being poor helps you not to analyze the after effects of what is being said. That's a sign that you are poor. If you are rich, you look at why is he saying the things that he is saying. Hear this. There is quite a lot of money that is involved in this agenda. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He has anointed me
to preach the gospel to the poor.
The gospel is the good news to the poor. So what the poor require now is the good news. The good news to the poor. That, for that to happen, you require an anointing. Good news is so scarce nowadays. It is negative news. It is fake news. Like, for instance, where we are, this is a global pandemic. Everyone has been affected directly or indirectly. We have all lost our loved ones to this COVID-19, unfortunately. Notice. And we are moving towards, so to speak, solution. Which of course is not permanent. It is temporal. And they have said it themselves. The problem is when we repeat what they have said. Then there is...
As if you have formulated
yourself. They are saying, we are not sure. This might not be the ultimate solution to this pandemic.
Yes,
vaccine.
Yes.
In the history of mankind, you have never had people fight, not over a disease, but fight for it.
Right.
It has never happened. There's never been such a disease in existence. In the history of the human race, there's never been one disease.
Wow.
Where you see people, both old and young, willing to pick up stones and fight just to defend
just so that nothing negative is said against a negative disease.
Strong Father.
Now, whilst we are moving towards a so-called solution, what we should be having right now is individuals that are anointed to distribute the good news concerning the deliverance that is coming.
Wow.
Now, the problem is, when you have a non-qualified individual coming out to speak concerning the virus or concerning the vaccines, people begin to complain and they say, you are not supposed to be touching on those issues because you don't understand. And what they don't realize is that the people with enough understanding concerning the matter are nowhere to be found. When are we going to have such a problem on national broadcasts when individual professional people take turns to explain to us one food that all of us are about to consume? Isn't that a necessity?
Yes, it is.
It is, Father. But if one person comes out who is not qualified to say the things that he's saying, that's the time we realize that we should be having the right people saying what he's saying.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Are we not supposed to be told what is a vaccine?
Yes. We are, Father.
We are. Oh, it is all right.
So this is simply a disenfranchisement of an individual where you have a right to information and you don't get it. When you get that information from a so-called wrong source, the right individual comes out to say, you don't listen to that one. But we listen to who? Because we are starved of the good news.
Yes.
We want to hear, we want to know. Where are we going?
Yes.
Now, follow this. Follow this. What you must understand that the shepherd has a right to restore a soul. Okay. Oh. Paul would say, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. Not by the will of man. So I wasn't voted into this responsibility, into this office. I was chosen by the Lord himself to be the preacher of his word. Hear me. Because some of you, you think that I'm unqualified to do and to say certain things that you hear me say. Hear me and hear me very, very well. He made some prophets and he made some evangelists, some teachers, and some even shepherds. We are made shepherds by the greatest shepherd.
Yes.
And what makes him the greatest shepherd is his ability not just to shepherd, but to restore a contaminated soul. So it is given to us by the Lord as shepherds to dissect an individual.
Yes, Father.
Either spiritually or physically.
Yes, yes, Father.
And get to that part that has been infected, whether by fear or whatever, and restore the human soul.
Yes, yes, Father.
By the way, you must understand that I was called into ministry by God. And he made me his own from the word go. I didn't stumble upon a call at a later stage. I was never employed by any company. If I offered them service, it was just about offering them service, not really being employed. My assignment was so clear from the word go. Since I was a little boy,
Even before I was formed, I was known and I was ordained. Is there in your Bible, Jeremiah?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah was in another form before he was formed in the womb. Mm-hmm. And in that previous form, he was known and he was ordained.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
A prophet.
Yes, ma'am.
That tells you that the ministry of the prophetic is available in that other dimension, even before we come to earth.
It's powerful, Father. That's powerful.
Nah.
That's deep. That's deep.
There are prophets getting ordained even before they are formulated in their mother's wombs. I knew thee. Before you were formed. So there was a point when Jeremiah was then formed, translated into another form. So it was the prophet who was already ordained that the Lord breathed into the womb of a woman.
Wow.
So hear me. And that is my greatest qualification. Apart from that, I am a law-abiding citizen. I knew that a license was needed. Because I saw it in the Bible at one point. After Jesus had performed a miracle. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees, some of them were sent to ask him a question.
Mm.
By whose authority are you doing these things?
Mm.
The question was not, why have you healed the sick? Why have you performed the miracles? The question was, by whose authority? Who authorized you? So it matters who authorizes you.
Mm.
So if ever they are going to arrest Jesus, they are not arresting him for healing the sick. They are arresting him for healing the sick without an authorization. Right. Which means there are good things that you can be arrested for doing. Not because you have done good, but because you have done it without a license. This is why you can operate on a patient and the patient recovers and still get arrested. They are not arresting you for curing the individual. They are arresting you for doing so without their authorization. This is why you can be caught by a police officer and he can arrest you whilst you are driving well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's not arresting you because you're driving well. He's arresting you because you are driving well without an authorization. Even doing what is right, you require an authorization. I know all that. And that's the only reason why I went to the Bible college. It wasn't to seek the anointing. It wasn't to seek any spiritual approval. I chose a theological institution that is registered with the government of Zimbabwe. So that a certificate or a diploma that I get from there becomes the authorization. Because the government knows there is the existence of such an institution that permits people, that clears individuals to go on and shepherd the flock. So I have a license. I'm not a preacher who just stumbled upon a Bible and I saw a scripture and I said, let me try this.
No.
I'm authorized to preach. So I am a professional man of God. Qualified to do the things that I'm doing. So, let's put that aside. If that's the case, that I'm licensed to speak and to preach, to which aspect of the human being? If I'm a man of God who is licensed to preach,
Is there a certain component of a human being that I'm not authorized to touch on? I'm assigned by God to educate, to inform, to warn, to alert, to guide. I have a license from heaven, and I have a license from the government. If they authorized an institution to authorize an individual, the individual is authorized by the government.
Yes, sir.
Ah, here, follow this. So if I have a license, you must then understand that you are hearing something that is being said by an authority in the spirit. Get this. So, if I'm a preacher, I preach to who and to what? Are there boundaries? Are there limitations? Is there an area that you say you can't go beyond? Because a human being, we must understand, if I'm a preacher to a human being, what is a human being? What constitutes a human being? It is that spirit in a physical man.
Yes,
it is that physical man who has a spirit inside and also the soul. So you must fully understand that tripartite being who sits before me. Even if I have one person listening to me, I have three individuals listening to me. I preach to the body, I preach to the soul, I preach to the spirit of the human being.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
And all those are members of one man of God.
Yes.
A man of God has to administer God's message to every single part of that human being.
Wow.
So if I'm going to preach, not just to the spirit of the man, I also have to preach to the physical body of the man.
Yes, Father.
So if you say a preacher cannot touch on the physical body of a human being, we have to only leave the doctors to do that. Then a man of God should not come up and say, do not commit adultery. The adultery that you all know that is being done by two physical bodies. If a preacher cannot touch the physical aspect of a human being, then if we find out that there is an elderly man who is abusing a little girl, raping a girl, I should not report that to the police because it doesn't cover the spiritual aspect. The girl is physically being raped by a physically elderly man. Because you said we don't touch the flesh. God would tell the priests to tell the people what to eat and what not to eat physically.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Hear this. If you, just like a doctor, it doesn't mean that the doctor doesn't know the Bible. He also goes to church and he gets to learn things concerning God.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Am I right on that?
You're right.
Same applies with the preacher of the word. He has also been to school. And he got the information that the doctor now has from school. We all had that privilege. So the doctor has a right. He has access to my information, the information that is mine. If I say certain things that are wrong according to the Bible, a doctor can open the Bible and say, this man is not worth following. It's against the book.
Yes.
Because he has access. Yes. We also have access to their books. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So hear this. So now, what people need to understand is that it is given to the shepherd to restore the soul.
this soul. Okay. Do we have things going the wrong way in the body of Christ? Do we have wrong men of God? Do we have fake men of God? Do we have fake prophets? Do we have fake bishops, fake teachers, fake evangelists? Yes, they are everywhere. But you must understand that some, they are not really fake. They are simply underqualified. That's all. They are doing the best they can to do God's work. But they are not adequately equipped to lead the soul into a complete restoration. Doctors, they work with present facts. They work with tangible evidence. For it to be tangible, it has to migrate from the future into their present so that they can harness it and analyze it in the lab and come up with some findings. As long as the thing is still in the future, they have no access. This is why 5 years before the pandemic, a man who is not a medical practitioner came out to say a disease is coming.
Yes.
Because
yes.
We deal with facts, even whilst they are still not tangible in the future.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Okay?
Yes, Father.
So where an idea is not accessible because it is beyond our current existence, where we are situated as of now, you require a prophet. And then what I do every time is to give an individual an opportunity to ask, what do you want me to see for you? Before it gets here, can I hand over to you a foretaste of what is coming? It's very important.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It gives us the power to speak. What gives us that power to speak was that power we had when we spoke about it. So we are not working with what is there now. No. We came. We announced it. It's coming. That was not guesswork. No. You can't come and say now it's closer. Where is it? If you're not seeing it coming, how then do you come out to say, remember the disease that I taught you?
Yes, Father.
Remember.
Yes.
Let's start praying. Now it's coming closer. Now. Yes. What is that? Where are we? You see, the same people that do not believe in what I'm saying, hear this. let me help you. Have you realized that this is verified information, which is even according to the World Health Organization? Do you know that medical errors is killing more than 2.6 million people every single year? Medical error by the professional. That's a staggering number.
That's a huge number.
We have more than 250,000 people dying just in the United States of America every single year. Having given a wrong prescription by a professional individual who has a license to make a mistake.
Do you know that those medical mistakes, they are rated as number 3 killer? It's listed on the list of diseases. Error, mistakes. Mistakes by qualified people. We are losing the number is even suppressed. We are over 3 million people dying in the hands of professionals, people that are qualified and licensed to restore our soul. That's why I said, if you are ever going to trust, trust God.
Powerful.
Even if you're never going to trust me, but my brother, please try to trust God. Hear this. If a person comes to church, you are ministering, and it is heard that an individual dies in your church. Many pastors have had that problem. If you have never had a person dying in your service, maybe it's not because you are that much anointed. You must also look at the numbers. And the condition of people that are coming to you, do you have what the people are yearning for?
Right.
Okay. You see mortuaries next to every hospital. That infrastructure there is serving a purpose. It is giving you information.
Yes, sir.
That the patient, your mother that you have left in the ward, is likely to die in the process, in the hands of qualified people.
Yes.
Yet they don't lose their jobs because they have lost a patient.
Yes, sir.
They don't.
Yes, sir.
But a man of God, let him make a mistake. Now, I'm trying to show you now why the devil is the god of this world. And everything that represents God is not needed on the earth. Why a mortuary at the hospital?
Yes.
Why? Because everything that they know is never 100%. If it is 99%, that 1% can kill a patient. Pastors, you don't get a license to practice medicine only when you have gotten 100% during an exam.
Yes.
It's not 100%.
Yes, sir.
So imagine if a person didn't get 100%, it means there is something that he doesn't know, yet he is authorized to go on. And help the sick. It is clear because it is not 100%.
Yes.
Yet he is authorized
to practice.
But there is an aspect of ignorance in the individual, but he is still allowed. But with the man of God, he has to be perfect.
Everything.
He has to be perfect. He has to know everything. You're following this?
You're following, yes, Father.
So a person dies in the hospital, they put the person in the mortuary. He's gone. The next patient has to come. There is no video that goes viral that doctor has killed an individual. But don't kill an individual. This is a massive number. COVID-19 is yet to reach that mark. Okay, look at another group that is so much believed, especially in Africa. Witch doctors.
Yeah.
witch doctors, you rarely come across an article against them.
That's true, Father.
In most of the papers that you have read. That goes to show you how much the God of this world protects his own. Whatever I have said, if I wanted it to be believed, I should have given that information to a witch doctor and warned the people. But get this. Because some of you don't understand how those guys, men and women, operate. You don't know. You don't know some of these spiritual things. Let me help you understand.
Thank you.
A man who goes out there to hunt, not for a deer, not for an antelope, not for a buffalo, he goes out there looking for a human being. And there is part of that human being that he goes on to extract from an individual. The heart of a man, the liver of a man, the intestines of another human being. Bring me the head of a man. Now, a man without a witch doctor behind him can never have such a thought cross his mind. To think that you can make money out of a human liver A normal thinking pattern can never fathom that.
No.
Never. So when a man goes out, like we have had a case in our country where a child once disappeared and later on the child was found, but still the head went on missing.
Yes.
Which means whoever killed that boy needed the head of the boy.
Yes.
And whoever took that head was under an instruction. That man who took the head doesn't know how to use it. What do you mix the head with? Mm-hmm. He doesn't know. Mm. There is a spiritualist behind the scenes who is called a witch doctor.
Yes. Mm.
Who tells his members not to bring tithe of money that were being criticized for.
Yes.
His people are asked to bring human heads, hearts, kidneys. This is a cult. This is an organization in existence, licensed to operate. So compare the two. Where there is a gathering, and people are asked to support God's work by giving their money. That makes news. Yet there is another gathering where people are asked to bring human parts.
Yes, and nobody jokes about that.
No one. Because whoever killed that boy, was under an instruction. The investigation goes on until the killer is arrested. They don't get to the witch doctor. Because the God of this world has to protect his own. If it was a man of God who had instructed that man to kill that little boy, that man of God would have been behind bars right now.
Yes.
Because God and everything that represents him on the earth is not needed. So if someone goes out and is hiding in a thicket in the middle of the night, waiting for someone who is passing so that he can kill, he has been ordered. Someone who knows how to mix those things has told him to go out and
and bring the theme.
Yes.
Who is that?
Mm. Mm.
So most of these killings, a witch doctor tells someone, if you want to make more money, you have to sleep with virgins.
Mm.
At least 3 virgins every month. So the businessman goes out there looking for young girls. Mm. Who has given that instruction? It's not a man of God. It's a witch doctor.
Mm. 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 Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And show me one article today. Whoever right now thinks of attacking another man, they don't talk about that. They talk about somebody who is losing his money to the man of God. Not about someone who has lost his heart, his head, to a witch doctor. You see, so I'm just trying to show you, if Paul says that he is the God, Lucifer, the devil, is the God of this world, there is something that God is doing to protect his own.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now, we are slowly but surely moving away from logic.
Wow. What a statement.
And we are being led there by the God of this world. No, you see, if you study the Bible, and the Bible says, the God of this world has blinded their minds. You must understand that sight,
yes,
is a sense.
So
we are dealing with a God who controls senses, human senses. He lets you see if he wants you to see. So if we are healing people, we have to touch those senses. Our message has to go on and touch the soul. Do you know what used to happen back then? Even before we had all these vaccines. What our forefathers, with the little knowledge they had, they knew things that we are trying to contradict today. If there was going to be any infectious disease coming to hit a certain village, they were smart enough to know quickly. It was general knowledge, not just coming from the witch doctors. No. General, they would know this disease is going to finish most of our children. You know, at a certain point, what they would do traditionally, for them to achieve what they call herd immunity, where you have most of the people having their immune active. And working against any infectious disease, where you have the majority of the people immune now to the virus.
Yes.
And then you know we have saved the world.
Mm.
When most of you are immune to that particular disease.
Yes.
They would actually, if they get to know that there is a child in Mr. So-and-so's house who has had a disease, and this disease is infectious, and it's most likely in the future it's going to kill most of us if we are not careful. They look at helping that little boy recover by giving that boy herbs, you know.
Yes.
It's not just something that witch doctors do. We have a prophet in the Bible, Isaiah.
Mm, he comes
and he prescribed the medication to the king.
Yes.
Take this, then you will be healed.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
At first he came, he prophesied, you are going to die.
Mm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are going to die. Put your house in order.
Mm.
Then he left, and then the king prayed. And the prophet came back with another word.
Mm.
You're going to live 15 more years.
Mm.
How is that going to happen? He didn't say, kneel down, let me lay my hands on you.
No.
There was a medication in the pharmacy, and the prophet wrote the prescription. It's biblical.
Yes, strong farm.
Biblical.
Yes.
Use that. A prophet. So don't tell me a shepherd cannot restore a soul. So, what they would do is, they would try to treat that little boy.
And then if the boy recovers, and then it comes again next time, they know this thing is deadly. Mm-hmm. What they would actually do is to allow their children to go and spend time with the infected child. They would naturally subject willingly their children to a virus so that they interact with the virus. And the virus gets into their children, and their children will build immunity against that particular, not lockdown. You have to hear this. You have to hear this.
Right.
You have to hear this. Because they knew that God is very smart. God is very intelligent. There is no way He would have made us without an ability to survive viruses. Mm-hmm. They knew. Okay.
Yes, Father. Preach it, Father.
You see, had they allowed you to interact, by now you would have built the head immune. It would have been at more than maybe 70%. So hear this. Because they don't want it to happen naturally, they have to introduce it into you themselves.
Right.
They want to participate in the construction of that immunity. So don't do it the natural way. Stay away from the infected individual. Now.
This is a game changer, Father. This is a game changer.
Hear this. We are on a daily basis interacting with viruses. And we are surviving those as human beings. The reason is, within you, God has already established an adequate health infrastructure that ensures that you survive every infection.
Yes.
Hear me. Hear me, child of God. Hear me, child of God. Hear me, child of God. The doctors that we now have are external doctors. There is an internal doctor who was hired by God to look after you. Now, that one has to be empowered to deal with viruses.
Yes.
Okay. People should be asking me, if people are going to die, if people are going to die because of the vaccines, what would have happened to us or to the vaccine? Okay. If you had asked such kind of a question, I would have explained it to you.
Help please us explain. Please explain.
We'll get to that. Remind me. Remind me. Oh. Hear this, child of God. Hear this. This virus that we now have, I saw it. The question is, in what form? What was it like? Where was it coming from? Where was it going? How was it going to end? I saw that. Now, this is why what I say today now matters, because of what I say back then.
Indeed.
You know what is happening? When God created you, child of God, He made sure that you become something within you becomes living. The spirit that entered into you,
yes,
activated the soul. And in most cases, they don't call it the soul. They gave it a different name. The DNA. Or the gene. Your DNA, man of God, is the program. Your DNA is an application that God placed within you, which carries information. Your height is according to that. Your complexion is according to that. Your appetite is according to that. Your preferences. The hair that you're going to have, every single thing, it was an encrypted message. You are a manifestation of a letter that God wrote called the DNA. So you are manifesting according to that which was written. You are the word becoming flesh. You are a manifestation of data. Come on now. So if we talk about just the soul, what are we talking about? They are giving it different names. Notice. If I have that DNA, it carries that information. You have it within you. But hear this. Remember last time when we were talking about, be very careful. We don't want something that is going to contaminate our DNA. Mm-hmm. And that was news.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You told me that there was. I don't get you.
Yes.
You told me that people were saying a lot of things about that.
Mm.
That something like that can never happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Instead of asking. Instead of asking.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's where the problem is. Look at, so far, they've rolled out quite a big number of vaccines.
Yes,
so far. Yeah. You see, some are saying it's over 100, some are saying over 200 that have been released. So the market is already getting flooded with the product. Hear this. But of all the vaccines, you always have the best of them all. Not because it is the best. They will always be the best because there are many. Hear this. You look at the, for instance, I think most information that we have gotten so far is coming from the Pfizer vaccine, BioNTech vaccine, and also the Moderna vaccine. Now, and recently they have started giving out information concerning the AstraZeneca vaccine. Which is from Oxford, by Oxford, rather in UK, I'm sure. But that one is different from the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine.
Yes.
But you must understand, because when people say vaccines, they don't do anything to the DNA. You must listen to them while they are talking, because I'm a good listener. I listen. I listen. I don't just speak. I listen. I listen. If a vaccine doesn't do anything to the DNA, what is going to happen? Notice, with the messenger RNA, ribonucleic acid, the messenger. They are saying it's the latest technology that has never been used on vaccines,
yes,
but on other medications. Now, so it is their first time to use it on a vaccine. It has never been used
It's a technology. It is a technology. It is a technology. Somebody wanted to understand. They asked me a question. How do they put chips in a vaccine? And then by receiving a vaccine, they've received a chip. So these are completely two different things. You can't have a chip in a syringe and you have it travel through the needle. It's impossible. A vaccine is a vaccine. A chip is a chip. A chip will eventually come in the future. Okay?
You have categorically stated.
Yes. To confirm the immunization or the vaccination of an individual.
Yes.
The chip will tell us that you've been vaccinated.
Yes.
Without having to test you every single moment to see if you have the antibodies against the COVID-19 virus.
Yes.
The chip will let us know that you've been vaccinated.
Yes.
Eventually. But hear this. These two, they say, they don't affect your DNA whatsoever. And these are the reasons. Because they say it doesn't get into the nucleus of the cell. You have a cell, and inside of the cell, there's a nucleus. And inside of the nucleus, that's where you have your DNA.
Yes.
Right. So they're saying the DNA is protected by the nucleus. Now, the mRNA vaccine doesn't get into the nucleus. So it doesn't interact with what? With your DNA. Okay. So when people hear that, they say, so if it doesn't get into the nucleus, it means my DNA is safe. Because what they are basically doing, unlike conventional vaccines, traditional vaccines, you ask them, how do those ones operate? A qualified doctor must tell me today, again, that those ones, they don't get into the nucleus. They do. They do get the latest technology. What they are doing is, they are saying, instead of coming up, getting the virus, and then we inject it into the muscle cell, right? And then your cells detects the presence of the virus in the body, and then builds an immunity against it. But they're saying, we can't have that. This is them now. Hear this. Just hear this. They're saying, it doesn't have to be a virus that we put into your cell. But what we can now give to your cell is a messenger. There is now a messenger who has been sent. Originally, it would be the DNA giving an instruction to the cell through the RNA. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is a message from the DNA. Now, the DNA doesn't leave the nucleus. It doesn't. It stays there. It gives a message to the RNA. RNA, because they say they are pores on the nucleus, and the DNA is quite big. It cannot escape the nucleus.
Mm.
But RNA is smaller than the DNA. So what the DNA does is to give information to the RNA, and the RNA can escape through the pores. And then it gets to the cell and gives the cell an instruction to produce the protein. Now, hear this. Hear this part. I want people to follow this part. It's very critical.
Follow. Help us.
Let me not touch the AstraZeneca and the mRNA at the same time. Look at what the mRNA is doing. It's a technology where they don't put a virus into your body. But what they put into your body is a messenger. It's a message. It's a statement. It is an instruction. Instead of getting the virus, COVID-19 virus, into your body, hear this. What they are bringing into your body is a technology that informs the cell. to produce a protein which looks, they say it doesn't look exactly like the COVID-19 virus. They say what we've done is, because what is your cell was supposed to do was to produce exactly. You see that virus, that COVID-19 virus.
Mm.
It's roundish. It's got some spikes, right?
Mm.
Right. Instead of them taking that and put it into your body so that you build immunity against, they're saying we're not giving you a virus. What we're doing now is to instruct your cell to create the COVID-19 virus. And they are not saying it's a virus. What they're saying is that what we have done to the virus is this. We have looked into the virus. We have studied the virus. And we have deleted every other part of the virus. What we have taken is the protein in the virus that is responsible for the creation of the spike. Notice. So they are saying we have taken that knowledge that the protein has to produce a spike. That's the only part that we have taken, not the entire virus. So we've taken that knowledge. Now that's the message that we are giving to the cell in the body, so that your cell will produce a spiked protein like the COVID-19 virus. So when you now have those spikes produced by your cell, so the B cells, the T cells will notice that and say, now we have an intrusion.
Mm-hmm.
There is a virus in here. And they'll start building immunity against the spiked protein that would have been created by your cell.
Your own cell.
Your own cell. Ah. So now, that one they say, this latest technology doesn't get into the nucleus where the DNA is. Originally, it was supposed to be the DNA instructing the RNA to instruct the cell. And the cell would produce a needed protein. The head, the chairman, the man of God, the doctor in the human body that God had put there, was supposed to determine, to decide what gets produced by the cell. So now this latest technology doesn't get into that office. You now have another messenger getting into your body, giving orders to the cells without the knowledge of the DNA. I want people to get this part. I want you people to get this part.
Yes, for
follow. Now you have two pastors in one assembly now. The cell is waiting for instructions. What do I produce today? And here comes the technology that gives the cell an order that never came from the human DNA. Because that technology never got into the nucleus where information was placed there by God. So information from God into the DNA has to be disseminated to the RNA, to the cell, for the production of the needed protein. Now, another new messenger, a leader has been invented who gets into the human body and gives instructions directly to the cell to produce whatever they want that cell to produce. And the DNA, your DNA has been bypassed when it comes to the production or the manufacturing of the spiked protein. Now, okay, notice something, because I want people to get this. It's very, very critical. So I have another messenger now in my body telling my cell to produce something which is not authorized by my DNA. You see, if you really want to look at these things, sometimes you get to a point where you say, okay, so these people are that learned.
Imagine.
For the first time now, they are letting us know that our cell has an ability to create COVID-19 protein, that virus. You are telling us today that our cell can produce that. They are afraid to say it is the exact virus that your cell is going to produce, because then we begin to say, So how was it created in the first place?
Right.
So they are saying it won't be the exact virus that your cell creates. It will just create the spikes that you see on the virus. And then the other cells will identify those spikes and attach themselves to it. And then when everything is destroyed, the spikes and even the message gets destroyed at a certain point, but then the B cells are going to keep the memory. So next time when you're infected, you easily recover because now you have built immunity against it. That's what they're saying. But notice, but you see, if the COVID-19 virus is roundish and has some spikes, and you take away the round part, the knowledge, the intelligence, you deprive the cell. You say to the cell, only produce the spikes. Don't produce the roundish part. So, if I now have spikes in my body, not the complete virus, roundish with spikes, if I'm only producing the spikes and the round part is not there, a cell that is going to identify the spike that is not on a roundish thing, whether that cell destroys that spike, it's not, because the way those cells identifies a pathogen or a virus in the body, it has to be in the exact form, exact shape. So now my cell, the immunity that I'm building immunity against a spike, not the complete picture. Not the complete picture. This is why it's never going to be the solution.
This is strong.
It has to be identified, and it is memorized by the cells. That next time you see something with a roundish shape and these spikes, it's COVID-19. Attack it. But in this case, they are saying what your cell is going to produce are just the spikes. Because they are afraid to say it is the exact virus. Right. So notice what is happening now. That is with the mRNA technology, which doesn't get into the nucleus. But then the AstraZeneca. That's another vaccine. That one, it has to be the same way that you received the other two. It's put into your body, gets into the cell, and it goes straight into the nucleus where the DNA is. The technological one, it ends on the outer layer, the inward layer, where you have the cell, right? And then you have the nucleus inside, and then you have the DNA. Okay. The outward part inside before you get to the nucleus. That's where they put the technology. And now your cell is producing the protein that is needed, receiving instructions from that technology. Okay? It's a hostile takeover of a cell. Now, here comes the AstraZeneca. There is the virus, whether they call it adenovirus, I don't know how they name it. This virus that has to be introduced into your body is a chimpanzee virus. Right. AstraZeneca vaccine by Oxford. It is a chimpanzee virus. Right.
And what they've taken is the DNA of that virus. If I'm wrong on this one, let anyone come out and tell me. They say, like, this is the truth. So it is the DNA of that virus that then is introduced into your body. And then it gets into the cell, the cytoplasm, the outside layer, and then it gets into the nucleus right next to your DNA. And they say, whilst it is now in there as a virus, the DNA will send a signal to that virus so that it is converted into an RNA before it exits the nucleus again and it goes to the cell. If I need to explain something there, please, I have to clarify if it's not clear. I'm saying, you now have a virus from the chimpanzee, which is not the problem that we are faced with.
No, it's not.
Hear this. The COVID-19, they're saying it's a new virus. It's taken a different form. Our bodies have never entered, of all the flus that we have had in the past, this particular virus has never entered into our body. That's why we don't have immunity against it. Now they go on to find it in a chimpanzee. They take it. What they are taking is the DNA
of the chimpanzee.
Of the virus. Okay? Now it is introduced into your body. It gets into the nucleus. Now you have your DNA. They say it doesn't, it's not affected again. That's what they say. But now you have two DNAs in one cell. The other DNA is waiting to be translated into RNA before it exits the nucleus into the cytoplasm, the cell, so that the cell can produce the protein. The messenger one, you are not getting a virus from outside. Mm-hmm. Your cell is instructed
by that
mRNA. By the, yes, to produce the spikes, the spiked COVID-19 protein. Okay?
Yes, sir.
But with this AstraZeneca, it is the virus, but from a chimpanzee, right?
Yes, sir.
It gets into your cell, it goes straight into the nucleus right next to the DNA. Now, they say these two DNAs don't interact. But then how is the DNA going to communicate with a stranger? How is the DNA, your DNA, going to instruct that DNA from a chimpanzee to be converted into another messenger that has to exit and go to the cell and give an order to produce a protein? No one explains that, because there has to be an interaction between these two DNAs. There has to be a meeting.
That's fact. Well,
there has to be a discussion between a human being and a gorilla. You see the issues of evolution where we are going now.
Yes, Father.
Now, so you have to understand now, suddenly you have something which is from a monkey in your body. There is a deliberation, there is a committee within your cell between your DNA and a baboon.
No.
And until that is converted, there is no immunity. Once that thing comes back into the cell, now it is produced. Now you start building immunity against something that you got from a baboon. That is a fact. That is the truth. Right. So now this one is most likely going to be the common one, unlike the technological one, because of these reasons. It's very cheap to maintain.
maybe -4 degrees or -2, you can maintain it for about 1 month. So you put it in the refrigerator. This one is very, very easy. It's not easily destroyed because it's an active virus. That adenovirus, it's an active virus that can still survive those temperatures. Okay? Because it is that cheap to maintain with the infrastructure that we have in Africa. Okay? And it is the cheapest as compared to the two other vaccines. I want people to follow this. It is the cheapest. Maybe $3 or $4 or so. The rest are over $20. Sure. So with our temperatures in Africa, we'd rather get the baboon DNA. Yes. To Africa because the temperatures and also the price. Follow this. Everything that you buy, you must understand, if there is an expensive car and a cheaper car, the cheaper car, there is a reason why a cheap car is cheap. You can't tell me this is the same.
No.
You cannot tell me that.
No.
I'm old enough to know that if a cure is expensive, there is something that has been put into that cure that you don't find in a cheaper one.
That's a fact.
So, with the Pfizer, that's the most expensive one, even to keep. Very, very, very hard. -70 degrees. -70 degrees Celsius. For you to just maintain it, you need a lot of nitrogen in it. Okay. So, before you get your order in Africa, what you require is first the infrastructure. Where do you keep that? And it's only for 6 months at that temperature. So your exercise, if it goes beyond 6 months before you finish vaccinating your people, you have to discard all of it. It's no longer the same. So let's say you go for the most expensive $20 Pfizer. And then you don't have enough infrastructure, adequate infrastructure to maintain, to keep it. Then it is in your hands. That's where I said, you must ask me if I say you are going to be destroyed by this thing. Be very, very, very careful. It's because of all that. You don't just look at the vaccine itself, how it was made. Do you have what it takes to maintain the technology under the required temperatures? Do you have that in Africa?
No.
It may come to Africa, it will stay in containers. And you have that put into human bodies. It's a different thing.
Totally different. So long as the
we understand ourselves. This is why I'm saying we have to be. What they have created is meant for certain environments that we don't have. Look at how expensive it is going to be. If Pfizer says we'll give you the infrastructure, we'll give you the refrigerators, and then we'll give you the vaccines. How many are we? And for how long? It must be put in a place where you don't even have power cuts. So $20, look at the temperatures. The Moderna is -20 degrees. You can keep that. Those were very expensive. But which one is the cheapest?
The Gorilla one. Oh my God.
The adenovirus from a chimpanzee, which is a living virus. And they didn't tell us that it looks exactly like the COVID-19 spike protein. They are not telling us that. Now they're telling us they've just found something. Okay. All right. So if we now have that, here's the question, the biggest question. So where do you think that this thing is going to affect the people? At what point? The maintenance. Look at this. My advice that has to be registered in the minds of the people listening to me. We have to understand this. Hear this. Hear this. This is nothing to do with either you love me or you don't.
True.
I have my wife that loves me.
True.
Please hear this. Ha. Do you know that there is what they call food poisoning? Where the food poisons itself. There's food poisoning where somebody gets poison and puts poison into the food. And there is where you have the food. You have put all your spices and then you let it bask on the sun. It can turn out into becoming poison.
True.
You eat it, you die.
Yes, yes.
You try to sue the maid that cut the tomatoes. She will tell you, my tomatoes are okay. The spices are okay. You test everything else. You say we are ready for the vaccine. But do you have the right temperatures that will not convert this thing into something deadly? If you don't have that in Africa, you are getting something that you cannot maintain, something that you cannot keep. The same way that we got everything that we got from the wise and later on failed to maintain it. Hear this. So, I thought it would be necessary. Maybe this is my last day talking about this. Next Sunday, we are getting into the theme.
Help us, Father. Help
the theme.
Us, help us.
I promise. I won't come back to you. You just have to keep on listening to what I've already said. I'm done with this one. What I'm telling you is this, okay. So, this is the golden advice. Golden advice.
Thank you, Father.
Golden advice.
Thank you, Father.
This is it. Hear this. What you are going to have in Africa, this is it. Hear this. You need the wisdom of God to identify the popular vaccine. The vaccine that they have preferred. They have, who are they? Them. Who are them? They. You must understand who is determining the pace. Who is in charge? Who is in control of this pandemic? The rest of the nations are just following suit. They are being told what to do and what to say. So who is controlling this thing that is leading into the greatest cult that ever existed on the face of the earth? Where by the name of the corona we witness the coronation of the king of all the world, the leader. So you must identify before. Here is the golden advice. It's an advice. Take it or leave it. But one of these days you'll remember me. Here is the advice. If I tell you this thing, we have to be very, very careful. You must ask me, at what point are we supposed to be careful? Are you saying we mustn't take a vaccine? I have said this over and over again, that I have the presence of a vaccine in my physical body. I have it. My children have been vaccinated before. So you can't tell me that I'm against vaccines. This one, it has jammed most of the protocols.
Yes. Yes.
If they wanted to be honest, they should have just told us that it is a medication, not a vaccine.
Right.
It never followed any protocol that a normal vaccine has to follow.
Yes.
You see? Mm-hmm. If they said this one is fast, it's fast in production, but it can't be fast when it comes to trials.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't bypass that. I said that already.
Yes.
Here is the golden advice. Can I drop this one?
Drop this one.
Promise me people are never going to misunderstand or misquote me. Okay, anyway, you can't promise me that. Because you know them.
Ah, we know them.
This is the issue. before you vaccinate, let's say you are a country of 20 million people, before you vaccinate 10 million people, even before I get to that advice, you must understand that already it is going to take them quite a lot of time for them to produce even the most expensive one. Rich countries are buying all of it in advance. So, number one, it's expensive. Number two, it is in short supply. And what are they ordering? Rich countries. And what are we ordering?
Okay.
Hear this. If it's cheap, there is a reason why it is cheap.
Yes.
So my advice is, you don't want to get to 10 million subjects, individuals that have received the immunization, the vaccination, right? And then, because this thing is very political, big nations are fighting over this matter. They want to become heroes. That's why every single country is trying to produce theirs. But what they are doing, most of them, whatever they are giving to their people there, when they produce it, I'll come to the golden address. I'm coming to that. You look at the AstraZeneca one, made in Oxford, but was tested in Brazil. Close to 9,000 people there, some are still receiving it, before it goes back to few people in UK, but most people outside. Then it comes back to them. Okay? But look at this. If these vaccines are not going to have devastating effects on the people, then you will know it has passed all the trials and even a 10-year period even before the pandemic was announced. They are deriving their confidence from that knowledge, but they can't declare it publicly. If it doesn't kill people, if this thing doesn't kill people, mRNA technology, they say it has been in use for more than 10 years now, but not on vaccines. Is that true? They are trying to balance that now. If we say we have tried it for 10 years, they will say this was before the what? The pandemic. Where is their confidence coming from? If it doesn't kill, it was around for some time. So hear this now. Because it is a political thing, not just a normal disease, it's a political thing. By political, I mean there are people that have instructed individuals and hospitals, doctors have been, you see, okay, let me leave that part. Hear this, we have to close this.
Father, this is what we are here for.
Intense, but we can take.
This is what right. We are here for.
All right, look at this. You notice that you have a vaccine. You must look at who produced it and his power to defend it, to stand with it, to support it legally. Should anything go wrong, that's what you look at. So my issue is, look at a case where you have given your people a vaccine which is not recognized globally, and you overlook the political influence over the rolling out of vaccines. Who wants to be the most powerful? Who wants to be the savior of the world? And you take the vaccine that has been produced by a junior nation, an inferior nation. Notice, there is coming a time when they will say now, we are still keeping on having infections because there's been too many vaccines. Right?
Yes, sir.
At that point, you would have already received an inferior one. Notice this. And they will say, for you to travel, you have to have been vaccinated. Not just vaccinated. Which vaccine? Are you following this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So, because it's a political thing, trying to undermine each other. By then, you'd have already vaccinated half of your population. And the people in charge of this whole thing, we are not in charge. They are.
Yes, sir.
They will say, we have noticed that you see this on breaking news, it will come out in the future again. Yes, you have received a vaccine, but you can endanger our people in our country. You can't say we'll get what we want if you don't have planes that fly. Then you have to listen to the people who have most of the planes.
Yes.
Which vaccine are they going to accept at the airport? You must be able to foresee and predict that.
Eish.
Because nations are going to be forced into double vaccinations. So now, imagine you have a vaccine already in your body, and then they get to a point where they say, no, that particular vaccine, we don't trust it. So what are they saying? They are saying you have to be vaccinated with the right vaccine.
Yes.
Otherwise, you don't what? You don't travel. At that point, you are introduced to another rollout. So that conflict of two vaccines in the same same body. So when you're testing your vaccines in Africa, you have to test that part also. Don't test the one vaccine. Take the cheaper one, take the most expensive one, vaccinate the same person, and let's see what happens. So you must understand, when we're talking about these things, we know where things are going. It might come from there, well, but is it okay for a person to receive two different vaccines? So this is why I was saying, I didn't give you all this information. I was just saying, don't be fast. Please delay. Because I want you to notice what is happening. If you take what they are using, they are going to protect it, even if it is not the right one. You will still fly. You will still be able to trade. You will still be able to work. Get a job. Because you have received what they have recommended. And they have enough muscles to protect it.
Wow.
It has happened on the tests before. Before you'd go to any lab. Get tested.
Yes, sir.
You get your negative result. Your certificate. You can get into the plane. Right?
Yes,
until
sir.
They realized that they were fake what certificates.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And they started recommending certain labs. That's a precursor. That's exactly where everything is going. It will happen that same way with the vaccines again. At first, you vaccinate your people with anything. Until they say, why are we not able to curb this virus? Because people have received different vaccines. Which ones do we recommend? And they will say, these four. If you are not within that category, you now have sanctions again placed upon citizens. You can't travel. So you start begging for another vaccine in the same body.
What of the interaction, Father, of the
two? You see now. So what do you lose? What do you lose? I'm saying, let's take our time. Even if you are going to do some trials, let's do those trials, but make sure that we are going for the best. Let's go for the best. If people are to go for that best, are we going to have it anytime soon? I don't think so. So how are we going to open up our businesses. How are we going to because numbers are going up. People are dying. But always remember, they say COVID-19 takes advantage of underlying disease.
That's true.
Is that so?
That's true. It's underlying diseases.
If it finds you with another disease, it takes advantage. So it sits on a disease that it finds already in existence in your body. And people must understand that fear is one of those underlying diseases. Fear is one of those diseases. Don't let it find fear in you. It's a disease already. So like our educated people tell us, that you see, yes, numbers are going up, but what is the reason? Not everyone is dying from COVID-19,
true,
they say. There are people who are dying from COVID-19, and there are people that are dying with COVID-19.
Okay.
Yes. There are people that are dying from COVID-19, and there are people that are dying with COVID-19. Dying from COVID-19, it means it is the COVID-19 that has killed you. It has overwhelmed you because of other diseases that you have in your body. Now you have died from COVID. But dying with COVID, you have it. You don't even know. You are driving. You are involved in an accident. And you die. You have to go for a post-mortem. And they discover, they find the presence of COVID in your body. You have died with COVID-19, not from COVID-19. But all those numbers, according to them, they have to keep on piling up. Everyone is dying from COVID-19. To justify the rolling out of a product that will keep on getting consumed, and the world has now become their market. So, when I say these things, I know what I'm saying. Some of it, I don't get it directly from God. I also read books. Daniel said, I understood by books. You're allowed to read. You are allowed to find out the truth. That's what I do. That's why sometimes when I tell you, after praying for a person, that this person is healed, I would have seen what is happening even in the cells. We are not blind. We know what we're saying. So all I'm saying, everyone should be actually celebrating what I'm saying.
Yes, Father.
How can people be so careless that someone comes out and is encouraging authorities to verify things? And some people
are offended.
What is it?
It's due diligence. You're being armed with the knowledge. With
yes. The, yes. Because we know you. You're not careful when it comes to these things. It will result in destroying people. Let us take our time. So, my golden advice, I'm just summarizing it again. Notice the most accepted. Find out which one of the many vaccines, which one are they giving you? Are they going to protect you after receiving it? Are your people never going to be restricted in the future? Is there a written documentation? Because right now, the only data that you find coming out of all the nations that are vaccinating their people, it's only Israel as we speak, unless some have gone on to sign of disclosure that Britain has had with Pfizer to disclose their data. And Israel and Pfizer, they have agreed on that one, so they are disclosing. So most of the information, the analysis and the findings that are coming from Israel are almost accurate. They are disclosing that information. But why are they hiding? Why are they not communicating with us?
Yes, Father. That's true.
If trials are still going on, how far have they gone? What are the effects? If they say this is never going to stop transmission, this is never going to stop the spread, The vaccine is never going to stop the infections. So what is the vaccine coming to do? You see, so let us be wise.
Thank you, Father.
I'm saying this because as a shepherd, I have to restore a soul. When a soul is lost, it can still be recovered. So if people tell you that it has nothing to do with your DNA, it has nothing to do with your genes, it has nothing to do with, my brothers and sisters, you must understand, it's not hard. These guys have been around for a while. They now know how to control your phases and your periods and your moments. Your preferences can be altered. They have been doing this over and over again. So what I'm encouraging you to do, because I know this thing is too big. This thing is too big. President Trump tried it. He couldn't mm-hmm. succeed. He couldn't. Now they have the new leader. So what are we saying here? I'm saying, after all these years, I asked a certain intelligent man who wanted to understand more about the prophetic and where we are going as nations. And I asked him a question. I said, "Sir, do you know that if a husband and a wife are fighting on a daily basis to the point of even hating each other, they must get to a point where the courts have to intervene. And there is a peace order that should be issued. So these people, they either stop living together and they will not even get into each other's space. The government should come in and separate the two, lest the other dies. Are you following?
Yes.
So when there is such a document that separates the two, I said to this intelligent man, if it were you, having separated, because you were fighting on a daily basis with your wife, trying to kill each other, thank God the courts came in on time and separated the two of you. Now she's living in a separate apartment, hundreds of kilometers away from you. If she keeps cooking rice and salsa and chicken for you, and she brings it to you every single day, are you going to eat? You see, the way that you breathe is exactly what he did. You were fighting, almost trying to kill each other every single day. Now she has walked away from your life. If she cooks for you, are you going to eat? He said, "No, I won't eat." I said, "Why?" She was trying to kill me while we were together. And I said, "We have had a very nasty divorce in Africa. When we celebrate our independence, that was the celebration of a divorce." She they packed their bags and they left the country. And from there, they are cooking vaccines for us. And we are ready to eat. What is wrong with us? Am I saying their vaccines are poisonous? I'm saying we had a dispute, we had a quarrel, we had a misunderstanding with this wife. That's what that I'm saying. Even if there is no poison in the food, are you going to eat? He said, I won't eat. That's exactly what we are seeing happening now. So where is your victory? Where is your conquest? So you believe you defeated your enemy simply because of the use of a gun. Is that the only weapon available? You defeat him and you let him cook for you. It's not enough to attain victory. You need to sustain, yes, maintain that victory. Yes. Because the enemy that left your territory still wants to come back. They want their children to come and occupy that space that you occupy. Yes. It's not about people receiving a vaccine and then everyone is dead in one day. As we go, you will notice a different breed, uncontrollable people. Baboons will begin to manifest. Why? Because we have tried to bypass the message encrypted by God into our DNA. Now here comes another messenger, a new preacher has been discovered. Messenger, they call him a messenger. A messenger has been invented. Who gives information to your cell to produce what has never been approved by your DNA according to God. Now there is a message in your body. Let's see what is going to happen. So my final word, know what you take into your body. This message is not for me, it is for you. This message is not for me, it is for you. There are many people out there with a lot of money, pastors, with a lot of money. They will never receive this vaccine. Whatever is needed, if somebody could get a false certificate of COVID-19 test, people still can get whatever it is, whether it's a passport that they have been vaccinated.
Yes.
As long as you have money, you can get anything. Don't lie to me. There's corruption all over the place. People will still get certificates that they've been vaccinated without a vaccine. So don't think that people are so much afraid. They don't know what to do. We are going to die. Not everyone is going to be destroyed by this thing. But this message was so that we protect the poor. By seriously considering and analyzing what we are about to give unto them.
Yes.
If that takes place, who doesn't want people to be free again?
Me too, Father.
Look at the message that we'll be receiving from our people. They are saying we are missing church.
Yes. Oh. Yes,
Father.
Yes,
Father. So I should be the one saying, please, bring it
open.
On.
Yes.
Yes, let's have it as soon as possible so that we go back to
church.
To church. But we are saying, let's take our time. Let's take our time. So, don't ever think that me saying it here, I'm saying, I'm going to stop the whole world from receiving it. They're never going to stop. What I'm saying is, investigate this food. Analyze this food. Some of the countries that really would love to protect their people. Some, they'll go to extents where they'll order it and throw it away and give their people certificates. It will get to that point, I'm telling you. It will get to that point. Why? Because this is a disease that we have already started mastering. We have mastered it. Today, before you get a vaccine, you can go to the hospital today, take your blood. If they can find some antibodies already, if you have had COVID-19 before, already you have some antibodies against it. So there was no need for you to be vaccinated. Because the presence already, you are immune to it.
Yes.
But still they are saying you have to have a certificate, you have to be vaccinated.
What?
Yet your body is ready, geared up already for it. How come I'm already immune to it? Because the Creator had already put that in place. There was a program already in me. You see, so it's not all about people dying, it's about the media. The media. After the vaccinations, a different instruction is coming, like I said.
Yes, sir.
No more reporting COVID-19 cases. And numbers will begin to decline. Not according to the vaccine. According to the media. Now they will say, report the underlying disease that killed the man.
Not the COVID.
So please, if you had something against me, all the strategies, all the plans, all the meetings, whatever is being plotted against me, I'm aware of it. I'm very much aware of it. So go ahead with your program. Next Sunday I'm on a different topic. I've delivered the message. You've heard me. Be careful. Open your eyes. Black men, be smart. Be smart. Be smart. Be smart. Protect yourself. Protect your territory. Your population is being handed over by you to the world leader that is coming. They'll be controlling your people very soon. Be strong. Be as bold as a lion. And don't allow the enemy to take even a single person from your hand. Don't allow the enemy to do that. In other countries, they would have subjects, people who are willing to be tested on. They'll get some money. £20,000, £100,000, £200,000. Get vaccinated, you get some money. You get vaccinated, you get some money during trials. But it's an expensive experiment. So let's have countries that are willing to have it without getting paid. And we see what happens from there. So be strong. This is not a lie. This is not a conspiracy theory. Please, this is a reality. We must have access to our own herbs. Our own local scientists, our own doctors can save us. They can do well for us. They can protect us. I'm not saying let's start working on a COVID-19 vaccine now. No, quite a lot is needed for us to even establish the industries that will then produce it. It's not practical. We can't produce it now. But I'm saying let's look into the future now and say, what if we keep on getting these viruses coming? Let's support our own scientists, our own doctors. Let's put a lot of money into those discoveries, into research, until we take what God has given us from the ground, from the trees, and then we protect ourselves from something that we have cooked ourselves. That is my word. We need something that we have cooked. We have it in Africa. Is that hard to understand? Is it against our people or is for our people?
It is for our
people. Yes. Let us look after ourselves. Let us stop believing in these people. It's not safe for us. It's not healthy for us. That is my word for today, pastors. Thank you so much for having me. I think from next week, we'll be enjoying services.
Thank you. Wow. Wow.
Father, if there's ever been a message that is so intense, I think this is one of them. Obviously, a cause for concern that is coming from the simplicity that you have brought this to the fore, though informative, though a bit complicated to some extent, but I think you have tried to simplify it, Father. I'm wondering the level of activity around men's DNA with unverified ways of trying to intrude one's nucleus, one's DNA. It has brought another dimension to my understanding. And the practicality of the message, the relevance and the timing. Sometimes information comes to just inform, but this information has brought me to that point where I feel like extending my knowledge even further. And thereby, it serves like adrenaline pushing me to go that extra mile and try to understand what is really happening around me. My Father, this message, this warning, this advice, it shows your selflessness. It shows that part of you that is willing to sacrifice yourself, your family, for us. And probably that's the anointing, preaching the gospel to the poor man. But Father, I really want to thank you. I really want to thank you. A lot of controversy has been taking place. But Father, bringing it to the fore, trying to make us understand that it is for our own good. It's amazing the power of the media, how we end up fighting against ourselves because of lack of knowledge, because of ignorance. But Father, you are trying to equip us. And not just equipping us, the level of aggressiveness of you trying to equip us, despite all that is going on around. You are amazing, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Father.
You're welcome. We also thank God for that.
Indeed. Pastor Chikuni has said it so well, Father. He has said it so well. Thank you so much for these deep insights. Thank you, Father. There we have it. The Lord has spoken. If I were you, I'd go back. Now listen to this once more and over again. What a powerful message. We'll meet again next time.
Satalabo. Oh Lord, how we long to be in your presence. Oh, la sebrusake nendelezo la vush. Alades la soti brase.
Sing, I love.